This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. President Obama has called Brazil's president the most popular politician on earth. Unlike the man in the White House just now, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is getting a lot of credit for his stewardship of the economy.
Lula, as Brazilians call him, focused on reducing poverty in one of the world's major developing nations. Now he's hoping to transfer his popularity to his preferred successor.
Brazilians choose a new president this weekend. Lula is endorsing a candidate who's likely to become the first woman to lead Brazil. NPR's Juan Ferreiro reports from Sao Paulo.
It's election time in Brazil, Latin America's biggest country, and that means festive music and campaign rallies. On one narrow street in one poor district of this huge city, the crowd cried out for Dilma Rousseff. They may not know her well, but they do know that she's the president's hand-picked successor. Jair Fernandez said Lula was in office 8 years and Rousseff would continue his policies, policies that have made this government highly popular. It's because of Lula, Fernandez says, that he'll support Rousseff. In Lula's 2 4-year terms, Brazil's economy grew and 30 million poor Brazilians joined the middle class. Brazilians like Fernandez, who's a carpenter. Lula is beloved for his generous social programs and his folksy style. It's the kind of charisma that Dilma Rousseff doesn't have, says political scientist David Fleischer.
Well, the Dilma that people knew was a very upfront, can-do, taskmaster woman who was a very good administrator and manager.
Fleischer said Rousseff distinguished herself as Lula's energy minister. She's also been his chief of staff, a powerful perch from which she oversaw some of the president's most ambitious programs. But across Brazil, many knew her simply as the Iron Lady, a 62-year-old former Marxist guerrilla who was imprisoned in the 70s under Brazil's military dictatorship. She had never run for office, Fleischer said, and lacks the common touch. So after Lula picked her, the campaign handlers went to work. They turned to hairstylist Celso Camura. His fashionable shop is located in one of Sao Paulo's toniest neighborhoods. Camura gave her a new, more modern style, shorter hair with a reddish tint.
Com certeza, uma das coisas que eu sabia que eu tinha que fazer era suavizar essa imagem, né?
The idea, Camura said, was to soften up what he calls her hard image. She's now wearing trendier clothes, and the campaign hired speech coaches to get her to stop talking like a bureaucrat. What's helped her the most, though, is that the president has been by her side throughout the campaign.
Ou seja, em apenas uma reunião, a Dilma conseguiu me convencer que eu já tinha a ministra de Minas e Energia do Brasil.
In 10-minute campaign ads, Lula explains how he saw great promise in her back in 2002. That's why he brought her into his inner circle. Polls show she is now 25 points ahead of her nearest rival, José Serra, a former governor. That means she may avoid a runoff and win the presidency outright, becoming Brazil's first woman president. So in one campaign event after another, she always makes sure to mention Lula, as she did in a recent debate.
E dizer que o maior sucesso do governo do presidente Lula foi ser capaz de fazer o país crescer, distribuir renda.
The greatest accomplishment of his government, she said, was to oversee big economic growth while improving the lives of ordinary Brazilians. And she said she'd deliver more of the same. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News.